Eight people have been injured in a shooting in occupied East Jerusalem. It's believed the gunman targeted passengers on a bus and in a car, as well as pedestrians. The police haven't ruled out the possibility of more than one shooter. Israeli forces are searching in the district of Silwan. Natasha Ghanem has the latest from occupied East Jerusalem.
Israeli media is reporting as many as eight people were injured in this shooting, two of them seriously. One of them is a 35-year-old woman who is pregnant. According to media reports, at least one person ambushed a bus as it arrived at the Western Wall in the Old City on Sunday morning. Witnesses say that as people were boarding the bus and it was packed, they heard gunshots, screams, shouting, and warnings that this was a terror attack. A bus driver tells Israeli media he tried to pull away, but he was unable to do so because the wheelchair ramp had been lowered to accommodate a woman in a wheelchair, and it blocked the door, preventing him from leaving. Police flooded the area, cordoned off the area near the Western Wall, and since then have been raiding several homes in a Palestinian neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem called Silwan. A short time ago, there were alerts that four people have been arrested, two of them women, and they might be possibly related to the suspect. As I said, there are reports that there could be one or more shooter. There is actually CCTV footage that shows someone shooting at the bus that no doubt will be helpful to police as they search for the person or people responsible. The shooting comes a week after Egypt negotiated a ceasefire between Israel and the armed group Palestinian Islamic Jihad in the Gaza Strip. That followed 3 days of Israeli airstrikes in Gaza that killed almost 50 people, including 17 children. Israel says it conducted this operation to thwart a terror attack by the Islamic Jihad. The ceasefire had been considered quite fragile because Islamic Jihad is continuing to press for the release of two prisoners, including a man who has been held without charge for months and is on a hunger strike and is in very poor health.
Yoni Ben Menachem is a senior Middle East analyst in West Jerusalem. He says the attack follows a week of high tension in Israel, Gaza, and the occupied West Bank.
The atmosphere is an atmosphere of tension, of frustration. The Palestinians are very frustrated. From what happened in Gaza, for them it was a defeat of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the PIG, because Israel made a successful operation. And now, of course, there's a ceasefire, but still the tension is very high because the Islamic Jihad demands the release of two Palestinian prisoners, and I don't know if it's still, it's only speculations. We don't know if it's directly connected, but the atmosphere is of tension and frustration.